The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The delays in the completion of the new National Children's Hospital continue. It's being reported that the board overseeing the project has not yet received a valid work programme from the builder. The hospital was expected to open in 2023, but is that set to be pushed back further and further? Green Party Dublin Central TD and finance spokesperson Nasa Hurricane is on the line, and TD for Dublin North West, co-leader of the Social Democrats, party spokesperson on health, finance and public expenditure and reform, Roisin Shortall, also on the line. Good morning and welcome. Let's take the government's perspective first, Nasa. What do you know has gone wrong again?
Well, what we do know is that the relationship between NPHDB and the contractor is now at an all-time low, and we have the contractor disputing that position from the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board that there is a delay and that there is not, you know, a suitable work programme. They have been, you know, in the media saying that they have provided a suitable work programme. However, we've seen in 2020 that not only did we have a seven-week COVID shutdown, and it was already 6 months behind, but a seven-week dispute about when they would return. So I think the situation is now incredibly serious.
And who's the arbitration body? You know, who's going to arbitrate between the board and the builder?
Well, there's a number of provisions within the contract to allow for that. We do know that there's a High Court case pending between the client and the builder, and we do have to wait for the outcome of that. Actually, we're not even sure what situation that is in. We can't. We heard at the Health Committee that the legal costs related to that were redacted. So that is quite a murky area at the moment. And we also heard at the Health Committee that the MPHDB had considered conciliation, which for those of you who you know are not up on kind of contractual speak, is considering the end of the contract.
Considering the ending of the contract?
Well, that's what we heard at the Health Committee, that they had considered all, that the relationship had broken down so much that they had considered all possibilities, including conciliation. So I think we can't overstate how difficult that is. I think that seeing patients walk into the National Paediatric Hospital in 2023 is very ambitious at this stage.
I'm tempted to say I told you so. But you weren't in government, Nasa, at the time. Roisin, you know I've been telling them so. It gives me no pleasure. No pleasure.
Absolutely,
to see that this mess has erupted.
Yeah, and I certainly didn't agree with the choice of site at James's either. But there's no doubt there is a very serious problem there at the moment. There's stalemate, and, you know, the clock is ticking in relation to the cost and also, of course, in relation to the timescale involved. And this is something we desperately need a new children's hospital, given the condition of the existing ones. But, you know, there needs to be some kind of breakthrough in this. I'd agree with all the points that Nasa made there. When the Development Board were in with the Health Committee of the Dáil in November, at that stage, you know, we were given this report. They were about 9 months behind. There were ongoing kind of disputes between the Development Board and BAM. They did consider cancelling the contract last year. And there's about 600 claims in from BAM. And the estimated legal costs involved in that, not the claim costs, the legal costs, are now at about €15 million. So it's an absolute quagmire. And my concern is that it's not clear who actually is taking charge of this. Following the meeting in November, serious concerns about it at that point, you know, I raised questions with the Minister for Health, but the reply that you get is that it's the Development Board that has the statutory responsibility for this. But, you know, it seems that nobody in government is taking a hold of this and ensuring that the thing is resolved. It's been dragging on now endlessly. And, you know, at the point when the Development Board were in at the committee, they weren't in a position to tell us what was the revised estimated completion date. They hadn't even got a working assumption, nor had they got any update in relation to the estimated revised cost of this. They were still operating.
Roisin and Nasa both.
€1.4 billion.
We can all remember when the now Taoiseach spoke about the deal that was finally done, that this was the absolute end of the cost escalations. You know, this was the finished price that would be charged. That's what it would cost the taxpayer. There was a little bit of slippage when it turned out, well, that's just for the building, never mind the equipment and all that kind of carry on. But you would have thought that anything about extras, which builders make a fortune on usually, that's, you know, part of the way they operate, but that extras would have been sorted so that there'd be some way of, you know, ensuring that any claims were valid or otherwise, and that it could be done quickly. It appears that's not the case.
That's right. And Pat, you have, you know, provided extensive coverage of this and also how to do these things properly. And it's about getting the spec right from the very beginning, working out exactly what kind, what your needs are in terms of the building and finalising that spec. But it's clear that that didn't happen, that there were add-ons, there were changes being made. And of course, every change has a cost involved in it and potentially a dispute, a legal dispute that could end up in the courts.
Okay.
So as of now, they're still using that figure of 1.433 billion euro, despite the fact that the project is more than 9 months delayed, and despite the fact that there are now 600 claims against the development board. So we have, you know, that meeting in November was really a waste of time because it didn't take us forward at all. And what we've said to the development board is that they have to come back to us in the new year when they have worked out those estimates and when we have a better picture of what exactly is happening there.
Mm. So NASA, what is to be done? I mean, how can we accelerate this process, because, you know, time is money. The locals are still giving out yards about the way they are being put upon by the development. It is proceeding. I'm not saying it's proceeding apace in the pandemic, but it certainly is proceeding. What is to be done? I mean, who needs to?
Well, I think for one thing, we do need a kind of a reset in terms of the relationships involved between the contractor and MPHDB. I have to say that, I mean, you touched on something really important there, which is around public procurement, which we don't do very well in this country. But we have seen in 2019 an attempt to create a new public spending code, and that's welcome. I don't think actually that in this case it would have solved all of the problems to do with the Children's Hospital. But it's not just that there are overspends here. There will always be overspend on projects, particularly in a site like James's and in the middle of a COVID crisis. It's not so much that other countries manage to spread their risk better. And we have created a procurement process that actually encourages experts and contractors and consultants to create add-ons within the contract, because that's where they make their profit. So they bid low and then they make their, you know, that is the public procurement that we have set out, and we continue to go down that path. I think that we have an expenditure model that is based on political decisions and not necessarily evidence-based. And until we kind of look that in the face and make decisions based on, you know, hard evidence and experts, then we won't start getting these things right. And so we need a huge root and branch reform of that procurement process.
Yeah, you could argue we're still doing that about COVID-19, making political decisions rather than ones that are based on the best science. But there you go. That's how it is. NASA Hurricane, thank you very much for joining us. Green Party Dublin Central TD and finance spokesperson, and also Roisin Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats Party, spokesman on health, finance, public expenditure and reform. Just an update, a tweet from Stephen Donnelly, and he says, I've received an update on our vaccination programme. By Sunday night, we had given 94,000 vaccines, 71,000 to our frontline healthcare workers and 23,000 to residents and staff of long-term care facilities. So well done to all involved, is what he said. Perhaps he'll tweet on the Children's Hospital. Who knows?